Now, turning back to the latest in the story of the Boston Marathon bombings, today a federal grand jury handed down a 30-count indictment against suspected marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. The indictment included the charges of use of weapons of mass destruction and the killing of four people. Here's Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis speaking at a news conference just moments ago.
This case is about our community. It's about an assault on our people. And I look to Carmen Ortiz, the United States Attorney's Office, the prosecutors here, and the judicial system to hold this man accountable for the terrible things that he has done and hope that nothing like this ever happens again.
Tsarnaev is scheduled to appear in federal court on July 10th. And joining us now with more is WBUR's Asma Khalid. She's at the Moakley Federal Courthouse. Asma, tell us a little bit more about what's in this indictment.
Well, there's a lot in here. There's a total of 30 counts. And as you mentioned there in the intro, Jahar Tsarnaev was charged with using a weapon of mass destruction. But there's a whole lot of other allegations in there, allegations that he used a firearm to intentionally kill MIT police officer Sean Collier, as well as allegations that he was involved in a carjacking on the night of April 18th. That's the night where you'll recall he was involved in a shootout in Watertown, as well as a kidnapping and further use of improvised explosive devices that night in Watertown, where he was allegedly shooting at various police officers.
I also see that the indictment includes charges that that he may have used a machete and a hunting knife and five IEDs against police. And as you say, so officially indicted with the murder of MIT police officer Sean Collier. It's interesting because I'm seeing also that he's alleged to have written a sort of confession or message inside that Watertown boat where he is captured. What does the indictment say he allegedly wrote?
Yeah, you know, Meghna, it's interesting you use the word confession, because that's something that we asked Carmen Ortiz about there at the end, and she refused to say that it was explicitly a confession. But the specific words that he said is that the U.S. government is killing our innocent civilians. He went on to say, "I can't stand to see such evil go unpunished. We Muslims are one body. You hurt one, you hurt us all." And, you know, Carmen Ortiz was asked about this message after the sort of official charges were announced, and she wouldn't add a lot more. When she was pressed, she did say that she saw this as possible indication of a motive, suggesting that Jahar Tsarnaev was protesting against U.S. foreign policy.
Does the indictment include any new information about whether or not the Tsarnaevs, Jahar and his older brother Tamerlan, had any outside help?
You know, that's a really good question. I think that the indictment makes references. The indictment certainly makes references to at least two instances where Jahar Tsarnaev downloaded manuals or books that are tied to Al-Qaeda. But whether or not they actually received any outside help, I think that the indictment seems to imply that this was limited to both Jahar and Tamerlan Tsarnaev. But he does, at some point, they say, before April 15th, download a computer copy of Volume 1 of Inspire magazine. Mm-hmm. And I know we here at NPR have done quite a bit of reporting on Inspire over the years, and it included in that first edition instructions on how to build an improvised explosive device using pressure cookers, you know, sort of how you could build a bomb in your mom's house. And so they are suggesting, the government here, that Jahar used that manual in terms of building the pressure cooker devices that were used on Patriots Day,
right,
in the Boston Marathon bombing.
Now, Asma, the indictment also includes new details on how Jahar's older brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, was killed on the night of that Watertown shootout. What does it say?
Well, it says that Jahar Tsarnaev drove the Mercedes, and this is the Mercedes that both he and his brother allegedly stole from a gentleman that night, that he drove that Mercedes at three police officers, and he just barely missed one, one officer who was actually trying to drag his older brother, they say, to safety. And at that point, Jahar Tsarnaev ran over his older brother, seriously injuring him and contributing to his death, the indictment says. And I know that that cause of death has been sort of up in the air, you know, ever since we initially heard that Tamerlan Tsarnaev was killed on April 19th.
And what further do we know about when Jahar Tsarnaev might be next appearing in court, or what's next for him in general?
Well, he has a court date set for July 10th. He will be appearing in U.S. District Court here in Boston. And what's interesting is there's also a number of charges that came out, an indictment as well from Middlesex County, specifically dealing with the death of MIT police officer Sean Collier. And it seems that these trials will not necessarily be happening concurrently, but that the federal trial will take precedent.
Well, WBUR's Asma Khalid reporting live from us from Mokley Federal Courthouse with the latest on the 30-count indictment that's been handed down against suspected marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. Asma, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And listeners, we've got a link to that indictment. You can read it in full at our website, radioboston.org. We'll also have more coverage of this latest story later today on All Things Considered. But stick with us for now, because in a moment we'll have a lot more Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll be back in a minute.